Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett is back with us, a member of the Financial Services Committee and one of our most reliable bailout contrarians. The Republican from Warren County and parts of Bergen, Passaic, and Sussex voted against the TARP legislation for the banking industry and last week opposed the bridge loans for the auto industry. He is also siding with Governor Corzine, but against most congressional Democrats, advocating a national tax holiday that would suspend Social Security and Medicare taxes temporarily. Good morning, Congressman Garrett. Welcome back to WNYC.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
So tell us about this tax holiday idea. What do you have in mind?
Well, you know, you opened up the program saying that I'm a contrarian on the bailouts. I guess I'm not a totally contrarian on bailouts. It's just that I think we should be bailing out the hardest hit in people out there, and that is, you know, middle-class America. And how do we do that? Well, providing everyone across the board, across the state, across the country, with a tax holiday. It's really framed in this sense, is that, as you know, we had a $700 billion TARP. Almost half of that money has been spent bailing out the financial sector. And the argument is where can, if you're going to spend another $300 billion, where could you spend it? Well, one way to effectively spend it is to allow taxpayers to keep their own money for the next couple months, not send it to Washington, and not allow government to bail somebody else out. How about let the taxpayer decide who they want to bail out?
Of course, that wouldn't target the hardest hit Americans or industries, and so it would benefit people who are doing fine as well as people who are not, wouldn't it?
It would be pretty much across the board, up, you know, middle income, lower income, all across the economic spectrum. And one way we look at it is a lot of people are talking about a public sector works initiative. This would be more of a private sector work initiative, allowing the private sector, who can do sometimes do things a lot more efficiently than we hear coming out of Washington, to decide how they're going to increase jobs, how they're going to increase payroll, and keep people working as opposed to make work sort of jobs. That is most likely what we're going to get out of Washington.
And why those taxes, since Medicare and Social Security are presumably underfunded for the future, and the government routinely cheats by borrowing from them today for general operating expenses?
Well, we actually go broader than just those. We go on the income taxes as well.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
I should
give credit where credit is due. This is not my idea. This is an idea of a number of other members that actually started out of Texas, and I've just commended them and suggested that they go forward and see whether the American public supports the idea of being able to keep more of their money during these tough times.
So it would be a temporary tax holiday for all federal income taxes plus Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how long would it last?
A couple months.
And is, I said at the top too, that Governor Corzine is on board with this. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, yeah. And as I say, this is not the no one believes that this is going to be the quick fix, the end fix, or the totally right answer to solve all the problems. We're just saying that if we're really going to be spending some $300+ billion, who should be in the driver's seat and making those decisions? Should it be some sort of a czar in Washington without any elected responsibilities or otherwise? Should it be the bureaucrats in Washington? Or should it be, the average family here to make those decisions? If that's the way we're going to go, then I would lean towards letting the average American make the decisions how their money is spent.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, my guest on WNYC. NorthJersey.com wrote this up as a competing proposal against one from Congressman Bill Pascrell, the Democrat from New Jersey, who has a bill to provide car buyers with a federal income tax deduction for the interest and state taxes paid on new car purchases. Are these rival plans in some formal way?
No, not really. I read that article, too, and I think Bill has an interesting idea there as well that I could probably support if we get to the floor. Look, what he and I are both thinking, I think, is that you're not going to get the economy going from a top-down approach by government using Keynesian sort of economics of priming the pump, if you will. That has never worked. what he is suggesting is, for the auto industry, for example, you need to do it from the bottom up. You have to actually get people buying cars again. It doesn't matter how you restructure the auto companies or layoffs or whatever you do there. If people don't buy cars, they're still going to fail. So his idea and my idea as well is to let the people decide, let them be encouraged to go out and buy cars again. And so I think Bill has an idea that works from the bottom up, which is probably the best way to go.
Interesting. You did vote against the automaker bailout. Vice President Cheney actually lobbied Senate Republicans to vote yes, so the party isn't remembered as the Herbert Hoovers of 2008, he reportedly put it, you know, doing nothing while the economy crashes toward depression. Yeah. What would you say to Vice President Cheney?
Well, certainly the party has not been the party of doing nothing. This has been under the Bush's leadership. They've been doing quite a bit. They've been spending literally tens or hundreds of billions of dollars, and so far with little to show for it. So I don't think you can say that his party is doing nothing. And we're at the end of this economic cycle, or rather this term, and you know, President-elect Obama says he's ready to come on board with his great initiatives to turn the economy around. Well, then I think the president should be about ready to turn things over to him and let him make some of the shots going.
But the Bush administration has been doing all this in opposition to the majority of Republicans in Congress, including yourself, who have opposed. So he's really saying that, you know, it's you guys, the congressional Republicans, who are the Herbert Hoovers.
Well, what he's saying is if, and this is another if the president goes ahead and implements the TARP program and bails out the industry, what he's saying is he's not listening to the overall will of the elected representatives, both of the House and the Senate. But he is the president. He can call these shots, and we'll see what he does.
How do you think the failure of Chrysler or General Motors would affect your district specifically?
I'm sure it will have some ripple effect out there, as would, as we had started this phone call a while ago, just the overall recession is going to have some impact.
We're just about out of time. Right. What's the most important thing Congress can do next year to help Americans in the recession, in your opinion?
There are probably several things. One is to get our own fiscal house in order. You know, we ended last year with a $450-some-odd billion deficit just on spending before we got into all of this. And so before Congress starts telling the rest of the world and the rest of the country and the rest of the industry how to manage their business affairs, Congress should probably be in a position to manage its own affairs first.
Congressman Scott Garrett, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up in a minute, a watchdog monitoring President Bush's midnight executive orders. You might call them the other shoes to drop. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.